Welcome to the Surviving Grief Podcast, hosted by our grief ministry leaders at Crossroads Church. We'll be sitting down with friends as they share their powerful stories of loss and healing, and we'll hear from grief professionals and other wise people with useful tools for our own time of grief. If you're supporting someone who's grieving, you'll learn how to comfort them and walk with them on their own path to healing. Let's join the conversation.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Surviving Grief Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Meg Skelfgat.
And I'm Kelly Mayer.
And today is not a teaching episode, which is a little new for us. You know, as Kelly and I reflect on the last, Kelly, what do you think, 2.5 years?
2.5 years of doing this amazing ministry together.
You know, this has been such a labor of love, and I'm so proud of the library that we have built here, from interviews to our own stories to teaching episodes. And so in this space, what we really wanted to do is help you utilize the library that we have, because we really have three types of episodes. You know, if you've made it this far, presumably you've listened to a few. Mm-hmm. And so we walk through a couple of things. One, our actual Crossroads grief healing group, grief support group content. You know, what is grief? How do I navigate grief? And so we have toolkits, we have lessons, and we have
book studies,
mm-hmm. That's right, that we have tangible teaching content, and we want to make sure that you're utilizing that. So that's kind of the first type of episode we have. The next would be our interviews. And I got to tell you, these are actually some of my favorite. So in our first season, we did heavy interviews. And I think a lot of the power that comes from the healing component in an actual live in-person Crossroads healing group is the stories.
Absolutely. And we wanted to replicate that for you. If you haven't joined the group yet, and we hope that you will, you're getting, in some of those first episodes where there's a person's story, you're getting a little glimpse into what happens in the group, is that we share our stories. Now, these are extended stories, right? And they have a kind of where I was, what God did, and where I am now, with no bow on it. Because grief changes us, right? So there's no perfect ending to any of these stories, but they're really in-depth, and they help you to understand what happens in the group. So there's no mystery to what's happening in the group. Both of the things that Meg's talked about were sharing your story and teaching principles, and that is exactly what happens in the group. The difference is that you're experiencing it with a group of people that, you know, come together for that season of the group at that site or online for that moment, and it really creates a really special connection. I am the online leader, and every time we get together, every time there's a new season, a new group, there are amazing, unique connections that form. People stay in touch with each other. We always do a little reunion, a little check-in 6 weeks later. And yeah, there's just something very holy and very connecting. And so we're trying to give you a flavor of the group here on the podcast.
Yeah, and you know, I think our grief podcast is unique in kind of the traditional podcast space where, you know, most people, they have it downloaded and they just kind of go episode by episode. But this tends to be a podcast, you don't listen to it unless you need it, mm-hmm. right? Unless you are in new grief. If you are, you know, nothing drives people for a little education like tragedy, right? Because they're just searching for answers. And so with our interviews, you know, we have them categorized by loss type. And so if you have a family member who committed suicide, for example, we have episodes for that, right? If you are supporting a friend from afar, we have episodes for that. And so, you know, a lot of times with those interviews, you may not think that a spouse loss applies to you, but I would encourage you to kind of vary outside of your loss type, because again, that's the power of the group, is that while I haven't lost a spouse, man, I took so much from these stories. And so, you know, don't feel like if you're here for one loss type that, you know what, these interviews don't apply to me. Because while everyone's story is unique and the loss types are wildly different, man, there are so many similarities for each story in terms of how God shows up, how community plays a role, the questions that we ask, the cycles that we go through. So I would encourage you to look at some of those other interviews, even if it is a loss type that differs from what your own experience is.
Those have been some of the biggest healing moments I've witnessed, is when people with different loss types get perspective and compassion for each other. Because grief can take you down into a hole where it becomes all-consuming. Your situation becomes all-consuming, and rightly so. It's a tragedy. And when we're around people who have experienced the common denominator of losing someone, but with different elements of the story woven into it, it lifts you up, actually. It's the strangest thing, but people can I see them in the group do it all the time. They connect on a different level. They come out of their own kind of shell and offer compassion to people. It's really, really beautiful.
And so when we look at our content library, there's a couple of things. There's major topics that are going to be consistent, right? What does grief look like? How do we navigate with actual tools? What are some of the questions that arise? How do we support people? You know, things like that, both logistical and emotional and spiritual.
Megs, that's a great segue into the fact that we are going to take a bit of a break for a while. We feel like we have covered grief from many, many, many different angles, and we want to let what we've created live for a while. Because again, as Meg said, there is a rich library of resources here for you. And we might be back with more, and there's plenty to dive into right now. Also, in addition to the podcast, we also have amazing articles on grief that are located at crossroads.net/articles. Or you can just type in articles in the main search, and there are topics, every topic you can think of has been covered by a very thoughtful author of either on our staff or one of our community members. But the grief articles are particularly beautiful. So we encourage you to utilize those resources as well. One of my jobs here at Crossroads is to benchmark where does Crossroads stand in some of our ministries. And we have one of the most rich grief ministries of any of the big churches in America. And I think that's a legacy that was left to us by Kathy Beecham, who created this group. I think she teed us up well. I think she inspired leaders like Megs, who then turned inspired leaders like me. And I think we just have a little bit of anointing, if you will, for this ministry. So there's a lot of it. We also have all these other care resources for you. Talk appointments at crossroads.net/talk. You can schedule a ministry appointment. Just get on our website. The chat bot will pop up. There's a real person behind that little widget. And just let them know what you need, and they'll get you connected. Please take advantage of everything that we have to offer. It's a ministry and a mission of love that we feel called to. It's been an honor to create what we have so far. And we're just praying that you enjoy it and that it heals you.
Friends, thank you so much for being with us on this journey. And we hope that this continues to be a resource for you, because you know what? This is unfortunately not the end of grief and loss. And whether it's recommending these to someone else that you know is in grief or supporting someone, we just appreciate your time and energy and hope that God continues to bless you as you look into grief, as you lean into grief, and you grieve with hope in Him in the process.
Amen.
Surviving Grief is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you'd like to connect or share your own story, reach out to us at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S at crossroads.net. We'll see you next time.